The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
We're back. Final hour. It's been a busy one. A lot of conversation about the Sweet 16, the Saban comments. Was it connected to what Nate Oates said? We had Justin Moore on. We went to Auburn to find out about Cam Newton's pro day. Yes, you heard me correctly. And now let's talk about spring football in Oxford. Michael Katz joining us from the Northeast Mississippi Daily. Michael, thank you. Great to see you again. And we just heard from Lane Kiffin. we talked to Coach Yeo yesterday about that call. That seemed like that was a big deal today at the Kiffin presser.
Yeah, I think everybody is generally really excited about what the Ole Miss team is doing. Just kind of all around athletics. People are really taking notice of what Coach Yeo is doing, and I know it meant a lot for her to hear from Lane. That's not something that people take lightly. So there's a lot of excitement around that program right now, and I think everybody in athletics is really rallying around it.
Well, speaking about rallying around, there was a time last year when Ole Miss was a top 10 team, and then those dastardly rumors started and capsized City with the five losses in a row. Talk about what's ahead for the Rebels this spring and ultimately in the fall.
Yeah, so as you know, Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin never make it easy or uncomplicated. So, of course, they brought in a couple of quarterbacks, and that's what we all wanted to sort of know about today is how does that shake out? Obviously, they added Jackson Dart last year, and he started almost all of the games. I think we all thought that it was a foregone conclusion that he was the guy, and then they go in and bring a four-year starter from Oklahoma State and Spencer Sanders and a really highly thought of guy, Walker Howard, who was a true freshman last year at LSU, a four-star kid, and now, again, we're doing the quarterback question again. So, I don't think that gets answered this spring. I think that's by design. I don't think they want anyone to leave or anything like that, but it's going to be fascinating. You know, if you're Spencer Sanders, you have 1 year of eligibility left. I don't think you go to a place where they tell you you're not going to have a chance to be the guy. Otherwise, I think he would have gone somewhere else. So as Lane said today, it's a competition. He feels really good about the depth of the room. I don't know how much we're going to learn in terms of who's going to be the guy or things have changed this spring. The other big one is the defense. That defense really struggled down the stretch to the point that they made a change and hired P. Golding from Alabama. And I know Alabama fans had some thoughts about Golding, but Ole Miss was really excited to get him. That's a big name, a guy who's had a lot of success. And they're hoping that, you know, with him and his new scheme, that they don't falter down the stretch. You know, they gave up 35 points a game or so over the last seven games. It was really bad at times. And that with some turnover problems toward the end of the season, and it was kind of the perfect recipe for this season that started so well. They were 7-0, and then it really all kind of came apart at the end, and a lot of that people will point toward the coaching rumors and whatnot. I don't think that helped. I think that was probably a distraction for sure, but that defense really did have its problems down the stretch.
Now, let me ask you about what you just said, because you know, again, I'm just basing it on what I hear here. But Alabama fans were literally rejoicing over Pete Golding leaving. They wanted him gone. Discuss what went into that decision to bring him. I realize it was a couple of weeks ago, if not months ago, and the reaction or how do you think he's fitting in?
I think that's one of the things that I think is going to be fascinating to watch is that the scheme is, from what it sounds like, quite different from what Chris Partridge liked to do with so many defensive backs and sometimes five, sometimes six defensive backs, that three-man line and the two linebackers. They got gashed in the running game, and I think that was a big point of emphasis to sort of shore that up. And so not only did they bring in a guy who he has a good track record. I know it's funny that the Alabama fans were really wanted him. They were, like you said, they were rejoicing that he left. But You know, for Ole Miss, it's like it doesn't have to be a top 10 unit for this team to be good. It just has to be better. And I think they're betting on the fact that it's going to be better. They have better players. They brought in some guys in the portal I know they feel pretty good about. But I think they're excited about Golding's scheme. And I know for the players, we talked to Jared Ivey, a defensive end today. And he said there was like an excitement when they hired Golding, because that's a big name. It's someone people know. And I think to an extent, it sort of shows a commitment to the program. I don't think that you make that sort of move if you don't feel like you're on the verge of something. So I think players are excited. I don't know how fast it's going to come together. And again, I don't know if it all happens this spring, but I know that they're feeling a lot better about it than they were toward the end of last season, that's for sure.
Talking to Michael Katz, Michael, let's talk about Kiffin, who made that decision and who has gone through a great deal. I never know how to judge what I hear from Lane Kiffin. I mean, he always seems like he just woke up. Maybe it's adjusting from Pacific time back in his early days, but what is the expectation from him? He's got this fat new contract. He nearly left, and there's no other way to describe the end of last season other than to say it was a disaster.
Yeah, I mean, it was, if we're being honest, it was kind of a disaster on all fronts, not just the product on the field, but the way things were handled. That Egg Bowl week, that was one of these strangest weeks I've ever been a part of. It started a little bit the week before with Arkansas. People started asking questions, but Egg Bowl week, that Monday, there were reports of that he was for sure gone, and it just became this huge thing. And I know they had to hold a team meeting, and anybody who watched that Egg Bowl knows that team, and rightfully so, was not in the best frame of mind, and it's understandable given the circumstances. But I think this is one of the cases where I think this team has a chance to be a lot better. But I don't know if the record is going to tell that story. And the reason I say that is because the schedule is tough. I mean, you start with Mercer, obviously, that's fine. Tulane, Paul, I'm a USC alumni. I have been hurt by Tulane. That's not one that you take lightly. They've got Bama, they've got LSU. They have Bama, LSU, Arkansas, and Auburn all back to back to back. And then they've got A&M. They play at Georgia this year. Then they play ULM before the Egg Bowl. And so it's a lot tougher schedule. You know, last year they kind of got to ease into things. And I think that's why people got so excited, is because that record was really good early, 7-0 in the top 11 or 12 of the college football playoff discussion. And then they started playing the better teams, and we kind of figured out who this team really was. I think this team, with whatever the quarterback situation is, however it ends up shaking out, it's going to be better than last year, because it's going to be somebody who's more experienced. Either it's a Dart who's been here a year, or it's a guy who will be starting for his fifth year of college football in Spencer Sanders. They've got one of the best running back in the country in Sean Jenkins. And defense, I think they're banking on it being better. And so I think this is going to be a better team. I just don't know if the record gets significantly better, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. We're talking to Michael Katz. Michael, it was about a week ago, we had the live coverage here of Chris Beard's introduction. I know you were there, heard you inquiring of the AD and of the new head coach. I realize that story has moved off the top line of views and interest, but just your thoughts with a week to digest and talk to people. What's it all about?
It's funny you brought up that it's been a week and that things kind of move, but I think this is one of those things. I don't know if it ever completely moves on, and I think that's because of the circumstances of what happened. There's no questioning the basketball acumen and record. He's done amazing things. He has built programs. He has won everywhere he's been. That was never in question. You know, there's a lot of the the concerns of off the court and his, you know, the arrest and the report. And, you know, if you listen to the press conference, it was handled kind of the way I imagined it would be. A lot of like not answers and a lot of, you know, the truth was different than what was reported, but they didn't tell us like what the new facts were or anything like that, which again, kind of thought that's where that was going. But you know, there was a moment in there, and I know that you talked about on your show where Chris Beard was asked flat out about the alleged attack and the specifics of it. And it got a little bit tense in there for a second. You know, and he, and again, expected that this is where it was going to go. But he said that, you know, he and his fiance, you know, were they agreed not to talk about it and all that kind of stuff. But I think that with this, I know that they always say winning cures all, but I don't know if this is ever something that people aren't going to be talking about, because people are always going to feel a certain way about it. There's people who were over the moon at the hire because of the basketball things, and there are people who are always going to be against it no matter if they go to the Final Four, because of what happened at Texas. And so I think it's always going to be charged, and I don't think it ever completely goes away. You have to imagine that they're banking on it going away to the extent that they're not dealing with it all the time. But at least for the foreseeable future, it's hard not to think that it's going to be something that is going to be coming up for a while.
Michael Katz, who, of course, covers the Ole Miss beat, and we always appreciate your time. Michael, fantastic commentary and analysis. We appreciate it, and we hope to see you soon.
As always, Paul, appreciate you.
Really, really amazing digest of what has been going on, not only on the football front, but the basketball front. It's always great to talk to Michael, one of the truly outstanding young journalists in the country. As we take a break here, more of your phone calls right after this.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
So we have an update here as we work our way through the program. Remember the caller bracket? I know a lot of your NCAA brackets are busted, but still time to get here. So we have the Black Hat region playing out today. You can vote on Twitter, and we will do this for every region and then share with you the result. Meanwhile, this is what we got. Legend. That's one of the all-time great first-round matchups. A Hall of Famer. We'll reveal this tomorrow. A couple other matchups that maybe not quite to the degree. How about, look at this. Danny Sheridan with official odds on the whole caller bracket. He has Legend as a prohibitive favorite. Jim next. Cat Daddy and Larry. That's an upset. Cat Daddy is that's a surprise. Danny laying down some serious odds there on the caller bracket. Let's get back to the calls. And Mike is up next in Louisiana. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Paul. How's it going this afternoon?
We are doing well. Thank you for calling.
Bear with me. I'm an old Marine, and I can't remember the old boy that called earlier that was one, but tell him for me, Semper Fi.
You bet.
Rattlesnake or somebody. But I'd like to maybe, it may not make any sense. This may be one of these LSD deals about what's going on with us right now in college athletes and sports. And again, I got CMS, I can't remember, but about 3 or 4 years ago, one of your producers can probably nail it down, but LSU was playing Florida in Tiger Stadium, and we had this left-footed kicker that was killing them by hitting a big high spiral in the right-hand corner of the end zone. And
right.
Then later on in the second half, he did it again, but he faked it and ran it into the end zone, down the left side of the end zone, and on the way down there, he pointed or waved at one of the players, and yellow flags went everywhere. I mean, if they'd have been green and purple with it, they'd have thought it was Mardi Gras. And not only did they take the points off the board for the touchdown, but they penalized them 15 yards. Now, forward into after this NIL, and of course, it's LSU again, but in the SEC championship game, you've got a defensive guy, obviously, extremely talented, you know, who picks up a quarterback by his waist and parades around with him with his hand up in the air. No flags. Matter of fact, it's been played over and over again. And then what happens? We've got people that are dying because these kids, and it's not their fault, I don't think, they're being promoted to the point that they don't think that there's any consequences. And it concerns me because, you know, if you look at everything else in the country that's going on, you know, who knows what'll happen. But I don't think it's their fault. I think it's a combination of getting paid and being coddled to the point that they think there's no consequences. And that's it, Paul. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Mike, and thank you for your service. Appreciate your kind comments. Jim is next.
I'm a little surprised, Paul. I not talking ball anymore and stuff, but, you know, probably my favorite person besides Tim Brando is Danny Sheridan. I mean, I think he's the greatest guest you've ever had, but without a doubt. I think Tim's very close, but nobody's Danny Sheridan. Danny Sheridan is the one and only, and he's helped me. I learned a lot from him, and I love the guy. I really love the guy, and I think the show hurts, but not him. Him not being on, I'm just saying what I believe. I wish you could get him back. I don't know why you can't, but you say I don't know what you. I don't know what the story is.
That's a good question, myself. It's a question that I ask sometimes. But I appreciate you saying that. He was always a great guest.
And I just appreciate him putting me, where he put me. I mean, I figured he'd have his other guy there that he's got, and no problem with that. But I'm just tickled that he got me as high as he got me because, you know, I'm not what I used to be because I don't say what I used to say. You know what I mean, right?
Well, no, I know that feeling. And when you can't express yourself or don't have the desire
to. You're telling it right. You're telling it exactly right, the way you're phrasing it right now. But thanks, Danny, and shout out to Danny, and kudos to Danny Sheridan. I mean, man, the guy, I'm telling you, he's the best guest you ever had, in my opinion, and I've been around this show for quite a while. You know that.
Well, Jim, that means a lot. Thank you. I'll pass that along to Danny. Let's talk to Dustin up next. Hello, Dustin.
Hey there, Paul. Bud, you know I love you, but, brother, you broke my heart yesterday toward the end of the show. I heard you tell Larry the cheerleader is married.
Let me say this. The last time I saw her, she was married. Her marital status may have changed since I've seen her last.
Well, I sincerely hope that she's still happily married, but she is a beautiful woman, and she just carries herself all kinds of well. So, yeah, I was pleasantly surprised to see her on the screen yesterday. And speaking of Larry, I never thought I'd see eye to eye with him on much of anything, especially a woman, but yeah, she got it going on. And Larry, I've actually been working on a little bit of a Larry impression. I'm not sure if it's ready for the show, but it's pretty good. I think
we're ready for it. Give it a shot. All we can do is cut you off.
That's true. All right. Let's see here. Hey, five bomb.
So far, pretty good.
That guy before me gave a Gettysburg address time to get his ass offline. Don't even know who's waiting.
Dustin, the only thing I would suggest, I think you had too much articulation.
Two more. You're right. I tell that handsome Joe that he's about as ugly as that cheerleader is pretty. He looks like north end of a southbound mule there, Pop Bob.
I have to say, that is not a bad imitation. I'm impressed.
And imitation's the most sincere form of flattery. I actually like Larry a lot when he calls in. He's a lot of fun. Can I get a woo pig from you, Paul?
Woo pig? Listen, I'm at this point in the year, we don't have to pretend. We've already had John Daly and Justin Moore on. I don't know what else we can do to show our love for the woo pig nation.
I've got to eat a little bit of crow here because there were a couple times down the stretch where I called you and my faith was slipping, but you scolded me and you said, hey, Muscle, get it right. This is a dangerous team. And man, they are fun to watch when they're clicking. I love being a Razorback.
Well, I don't think there's a better tournament coach alive right now than Eric Musselman. I really don't.
I would agree with you. Well, Paul, thanks for taking my call. Larry, love you, man, and I hope everybody else has a great week.
Thank you. And let's see how close that invitation was. Larry is up next.
Yeah, well, what division am I supposed to be in, Jack?
You're in the Bud region.
Well, what? Who's in there? You're bumping one. Cat Daddy, go on out of here.
So, Larry, your first round matchup is against Todd. You got K-Dub and Trey and Augie, Hugh and Squirrel and Melissa.
Oh, Augie, I can get him disbarred. Ain't no doubt. He's gone. His ass is disbarred. I get Cat Daddy and DUI, and I see what else I can do. There's some crooked stuff, boy.
Larry, I have to warn you. You're no longer on the police force. You have to go. You can't take somebody behind the station now, like you used to.
You remember what wrestler said this? You ready? All right. Oh yeah, brother. Who was that?
I must confess, I don't know who that was.
Oh yeah, you know who that is. Come on.
Was that Macho Randy the Macho Man?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, brother. So maybe he's still at now, that jackass Legend. I mean, stole my other stuff.
You do not like Legend very much, do you?
I don't like the way he steals people's stuff and then won't admit it. He was on that old wolf dog crap. Oh, remember?
Yeah,
you remember. You'll kiss ass the Legend. You love Legend, man.
How can you not appreciate Legend?
Real easy. Like a lot of other people. I mean, if you ain't giggling like a little girl, you're stealing my woo. You know.
Larry, let me tell you something about Legend. He could drop all of that, and he would still be a great caller.
No, to you, Not to me.
Well, I would say, I mean, I know this may sound a little bit arrogant, but it does.
I bet he ain't never met a damn golf ball. He ain't never been on a golf course.
I bet
he ain't never played pool. I bet he ain't never fished. I bet he ain't never been in a bar fight.
Well, now that I have to disagree with you on.
No, you're probably right about that. That's what I told what's his name y'all was talking about. Who was that guy y'all was talking about that's on Fox News? What's his name?
Clay Travis.
Yeah. And I told Clay we got into it. I said, I bet you ain't never been in a bar fight. And he said something. I said, if you did, it probably was with a barmaid. And she probably whooped your ass.
Well, Larry, I tell you what. Maybe one day when things quiet down, which is not today, we'll do the greatest hits on your top 10 bar fights.
Woo! You go, boy. All right, Jim, we love you. I think Jim should win it on a comeback. Bye.
Okay, Larry, bye. We are going to take a short break. Amazingly, we only have 30 minutes remaining on what has been one of the great shows we've ever had.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And welcome back. Final few minutes of our program. We appreciate all of you being here. And Cat Daddy is up next.
Big Paul looking good, sounding good as always. But listen, I want to apologize. I had mentioned the other day when I called you about was Reverend Mac, was actually Chaplain Mac.
Right.
Is that correct?
That is.
Well, I loved what he had to say, and I saw in that bracket y'all had him in there with me, and I said, take me off the bracket. That man deserves it because of what he said on your show about America and God, and I appreciate him. But other than that, what do you think about the XFL?
Cat Daddy, I must tell you, I haven't seen any of it this year, so the answer is I don't know much about it.
Well, that tells me all I need to know, Mr. Paul. Y'all have a great night. God bless y'all.
Thank you. I know a lot of people are excited by it, though. Jared is in Austin, and you're on the air. Hello, Jared.
What's going on there, Mr. Paul? Francis Feinbaum, man, UT alumni in the house. And
wonderful.
Before I go any further, I got to say, man, your trophy room has to be ridiculous, man, at this point. Shout out to all the fans, to Paul Feinbaum. It's like a mixture of the Maury Povich Show, Oprah, Geraldo, and sports, man. I love the callers. I love the topics. Let me go straight into it.
Well, thank you.
I turned the show on today. I see Arkansas this, Arkansas that. Where's Jerry Jones at, man? You've got the pull to bring him on. I thought they had already won the whole tournament. Damn, I mean, where are the Vols fans at? Stand up. Somebody's got to call in. They take up for my volunteers. I'm behind the enemy lines again in Austin right now. Shout out to Texas. So when Tennessee took Bama down, I got so many high fives on East 6th Street. Thank you for that. I'll cheer for any other SEC team other than Bama in this tournament. If Arkansas is to beat Bama, there's no way they're going any farther than that. This is not a Nolan Richardson type of team, man. They do not have that guy. I understand they've done a phenomenal job in the tournament, but take Bama down and good luck. And if you make it to the championship, I'll cheer for you. But Bama, if you go all the way, man, balls for life. Go, balls, go, baby. Let's go.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jared, they have a great chance of getting to the Final Four. After that, it gets trickier, but they have a fantastic path. Dan is up next in Ohio. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Paul. How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I reason a couple things. I've called one thing about Jim in Tuscaloosa. To me, he's got a screw loose. I don't know. But the sad part is when he calls in, that two-thirds of the time, all he talks about was everything but sports. And, you know, I mean, it's just – and it's, well, Dan, in addition to that, I got one additional thing, and then I'll let you go. Also, when people – like he calls in two or three times and gets through – why is it that, you know, that way it limits a lot of people that want to call in and hardly ever get in one time? And my question is, maybe you should limit the calls so people get an opportunity to more people get an opportunity to talk to you.
That's a fair point. I appreciate your suggestion. Thank you very, very much. Susie is in Georgia. Hello, Susie.
Hi, Paul. I'm sorry that I'm one of those calling twice. I don't ever call twice. But I wanted to respond to Danny Sheridan.
Yeah, what about that?
Well, I didn't like that. 6'5". I think that's what it was. 6'5" for Jeff and 5 for me. Is that right?
I'm trying to remember what. So all Danny said was he just had four people mentioned among the top favorites. He had Legend, Jim, Cat Daddy, and Larry. So that's all he did.
Right. Well, I saw that he had Jeff 6'5".
No. He didn't have Jeff. That's Jim at 6'5", not Jeff.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good because I'm leading right now. I have got my family, all of my Facebook people, they're having the best time, Paul, with this bracket today. And it's like making me laugh. They keep texting me, students texting me, telling me, oh, my God, you're down, but now you're up. Oh, my God, you were 50-50, now you're 51%. It's kind of cool.
What seat are you, by the way? Okay, I'll check your bracket right now.
Yeah, I'm third seed with Legend.
Okay, so right now you have about a half a percent lead. Now, Susie, let me say this. This is like the old BCS, if you remember that. There's various components.
Yes.
This is a critical component in terms of what the public says. It's a key indicator. So, but it would be very helpful that if you were ahead. So, it won't be the final arbiter. We will have a committee. I'm not part of it, but the fellas in the back room.
It's just fun because I'm getting texts going, this is so much fun. I'm having so much fun. Like they're checking their Twitter.
Well, let me say this, Susie, and I'm supposed to be Switzerland and all this, but I am cheering for you against Jeff.
Well, thank you so much, so much.
And I will be going to a. I'm going to a. A what do they call that? I'm going to a convenience store on the way home that has a public computer. I will be voting constantly to try to get you over the top. So
it can't be
traced to the show.
Well, I'm gonna have a nice little scotch on the rocks tonight, no matter what my place is, because this is just uplifted me and my family. They just think it's fun.
Well, I'm so happy about that. And listen, we are supposed to be neutral, but nobody on this program wants to see Jeff win, and that's off the record, of course.
Right, but even AJ,
yeah,
put on the thread.
Yeah, Jeff shouldn't. Jeff should not even be in the field. If you want to know, he barely got in.
But it was funny. Yeah, because one of my daughters, quote from another mother, posted. She said, "Who's AJ?" And I said, "Why?" And she goes, "Because he just posted on the thread." So I went and looked, and he goes, "Susie, nobody likes Jeff."
No, Susie, you hang
you,
on
AJ.
And. And you feel good about where you are, and we'll do the rest, if you know what I mean. We'll take a short break. We're coming right back with the final minutes of the program. We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.